Apple removes WhatsApp and Threads from China App Store following Beijing's order. What's the impact? Stick with us on MSB Dispatch for all the details. In our story from Reuters.com, Apple pulls WhatsApp and Threads apps from China's App Store after Beijing's order. Apple has complied with a Chinese government order by removing Meta Platforms WhatsApp and Threads from its China App Store, citing national security concerns. Telegram and Signal were also pulled out, indicating a tightening grip on foreign messaging apps. This move signals less leniency for Apple and China, although other Meta apps like Facebook and Instagram remain available. The reason behind the removals are unclear, but Apple emphasized its obligations to adhere to the local laws. Meta declined to comment and referred all queries to Apple. The Chinese Cyberspace Administration has not yet responded to requests for comment. Tom, I feel like the irony in this story. We're banning your app, TikTok. Well, we're banning your app, WhatsApp and Threads. Well, we're banning your cellular telemetry systems and networking equipment. And well, we're going to ban your aspirin soon. I don't know. What's the next step here? Like, what am I seeing? Am I overreaching on this, or is this kind of getting weird?
I think a lot of it has to come down to the other announcement that was made, which was the fact that we have end-to-end encryption options in things like WhatsApp, and that doesn't bode well for authoritarian governments. And we just have to say what it is. They are very authoritarian. They want to have control and access to any of the media that their citizens are sending back and forth. The Great Firewall of China doesn't just apply to the internet, but also to the way they communicate. Apple also, with the relationship with Foxconn, is always very compliant, because this is how the iPhone gets made, is through its relationship it has with the, well, we'll just say laws and governance of China. And that is they've got a really tight supply chain. That's Tim Cook's expertise that he has. And his relationship with China has always been based on his ability to manipulate that supply chain. So when the government has other requests that they are now making previous supply chain manager to all manager of Apple, I think they're still pretty compliant. They're very bow to the way things have to be done in there, because it represents a big market for them.
So, Tom, I feel like you're trying to slip something by us. And I don't know though if you mean to do this, but you're implying that this end-to-end encryption, that they don't like it because no one can get into it, or they just don't like it because the U.S. has access to those keys.
Ooh, a little bit of both. they don't like the ones we can get into. And this is, of course, where, you know, like Signal Messenger comes in place, and Signal's able to do it where no one has access. And I'm always appreciative of that service. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, people can't see the memes that me and Tony send.
You don't want to see the memes. You cannot recover psychologically from the memes that go back and forth between Tom and I. So if this end-to-end encryption is an issue, is this going to further polarize not just countries as a whole, but the technology providers and the technology standards, consequently the operating processes that rides on top of these technologies? What is the impact going to be over the generations, as clearly from a state-run perspective, there is a preference of control? What are your thoughts on this?
We're already seeing some of the segmentation in the market where China wants to use their own chips because we're not allowing them to use certain chips. I think it's just going to further fragment it. There is a big enough economy in China, or at least appears to be, because they're a little opaque exactly how the mechanics of it work. It appears to be enough people, though, that they could be where they segment off. And there is that fork that happens where the two things aren't quite as compatible as they used to be. And China maybe grows more independent in that way, in terms of, or secular, it would probably be a better way to describe it. Independence is not exactly a problem for them, but they wall themselves off. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing for a global economy. We have other walled off countries, and it's not necessarily the most friendly relationship anyone has with them.
Excellent point, Tom. Everyone out there, thank you so much for tuning in. If you found this story eye-opening, catch MSP Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and additional content throughout the week for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below, and remember to hit subscribe. See you all next time.